Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
I'd like to talk about a pretty simple tune. I'm getting my coffee. I've been in Mexico for 9 days, so I'm a little jet lagged. This is a tune called Hackensack. The references for me are the record Monk with Frank Foster, and that's with the Andy Warhol cover with the four letters M-O-N-K kind of skewed on the cover, Andy Warhol. But the one I've listened to more probably is the later one on Crisscross. That's just the quartet with Charlie Rouse. Slight differences in the melody, but you know, it's kind of a simple tune, kind of a based on the chord changes to, I guess, Lady Be Good, maybe. Lady Be Good goes da, 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 da. So it's this kind of chord progression that goes from the one chord, I'm in the key of F, F to a B-flat 7, so it's like a four dominant chord. Da, 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 da. Then it goes back to the tonic and walks down to the 6, like a D7, and then a 2-5-1, and then some sort of 3-6-2-5 or 1-6-2-5. Da, 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 da. So the bridge going to the four chord, to a sharp four diminished, to a one with a fifth in the bass, and then to the back to the six, secondary dominant for a couple of bars, and then 2-5 back to the one. That's a very typical chord progression. So the bridge is F over C, D7, G7 for a couple of bars, G minor, C7. B flat 7, F, E, E flat, D7. That kind of chord progression. It's probably, there's other tunes with that same chord progression or very similar. You've heard things like that. If you study standards, you've heard this type of progression many, many times. So, but it's almost seems almost to be almost identical to Lady Be Good. That's one I can think of right now. The melody that Monk plays, well, he plays on the earlier version, he does some kind of arpeggio. I can't remember exactly, but it's something like, or man, I think maybe plays a D in there. It's kind of an arpeggio going up. I actually like to play it the kind of the way that Charlie Rouse plays it, where he just slides into the C. Fingering. So I'm doing a little slide into the C. It's kind of like how we did on 52nd Street. That tune, the rhythm changes, which a few videos back. Same key. We're kind of outlining. This one we're not doing that. We're in the key of F, so it's actually sliding down to the fifth. So it's at, we're outlining an F triad there. Now what fingering? So I definitely want to slide down to the first finger. I don't want to do something like this. Too weak, so. And if I do that, and I want to get the F triad, this is kind of hard, actually, because normally you play an F triad here, just simple. So if I was playing it without that slide, I'd just play it. I don't want to just, to me that sounds, doesn't have the flavor that I would like. So I like this little getting into it like that. But see how I stumble? It's hard. Because I'm playing a C, F, and then to get to the A with the first finger, it's not nice. So I'm going to do it up here. As you can see, as you know by this point, if you watch these videos, I spend a lot of time trying to find fingerings. It's time consuming, but I think it's worth it because with a good fingering, you can really get the feel that you want. You can get to the note at the right time without stumbling, and that gives a clarity of articulation that really is important to me. I want to be able to articulate the thing and have it land in the beat in the right way that I like it. And so usually with a bad finger will mess up the rhythm and the feel a little bit. And I really don't want to do that. So I want to find the best fingering for the feel. I'll even sacrifice a good fingering if I can get a better feel, which is the case here. Oh, I'm going to play it. I'm playing the F like this. Instead of, which is easier as a fingering, but I want to get up. I want to have this 3-2-1-1, and then 4-2. Now when I play that A flat, that's implying the B flat 7 chord. The A flat is outside of the key of F, right? It's a minor third. So right away, that note in the melody signifies some kind of chord change. And then the second phrase. Sometimes Monk will play two notes there. The it's kind of like a B triad. That's what I'm playing. but it's a D7 chord. So the B, when you put a B triad on top of a D7 chord, you get a D13 with a flat 9. You hear that? Like, this kind of voicing a lot. But here you can just do like this. I'm playing D, F sharp, B, D sharp. Spelling it out as a, the B triad, but really in the key of D, it's a D, F sharp, B, and an E flat, not a D sharp, because it's functioning as a flat 9. But if you think of it as a B, then it's a D sharp, you know, whatever. Right there. I'd encourage anyone to just go and listen to these recordings to get the kind of the phrasing and all that stuff, but I'm playing it the way that I like to play it, as authentically as I can in relation to the original. And then it goes to kind of a, you can think of it as a 2-5 or just a sort of a 5-sus to a 5, you know, either way. I like this note. On the first recording, the trumpet hits that high note, which in the key of F is very dissonant. It's an A flat to a G flat, you know, but it's pretty cool. Obviously, it's just kind of, it's outlining a whole tone scale, right, on the C7. That's that whole tone scale, the one that has B flat, C, D, E, F sharp, G sharp. So that, play two augmented triads a whole step apart, you've played all the notes of a whole tone scale, right? So little wrap up phrase, it's a little blues phrase. So the A section, oh sorry, change the monk thing from like the Lady Be Good changes. He goes, da, 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 da. He goes up to like a D flat sound because it at the end of the bridge, which is a little twist on it. So the bridge. The melody. So it's kind of a little riff tune, and while I was traveling, I did make notes for a whole bunch of tunes, so I'll be putting out a bunch of videos in succession now as I'm really ramping up my practice towards these gigs I'm playing later in the year. And if you happen to be in the New York area, my band Trickster is playing this Friday at the Jazz Gallery. That's featuring Sean Rickman, Anthony Tidd, and a young pianist named Paul Cornish on piano. And that's a totally different thing, but if you're familiar with my work, you'll know that that's a project that I've been working on for the last 7 years or so, and it's a lot of fun. Kind of a funk band with some science fiction thrown in. So that's Hackensack, Thelonious Monk, and I'll post a little performance video right after I post this one. All right, see you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.